most of us today, or many of us today, don't work with our hands. We work with our heads. We're working up here. You know, we're creating things on the computer and we're designing things and so on. And I wonder, it made me wonder, if God's intention is for more of our mental health would be the more we do with our hands, there's something about that building mental health.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy concludes his teaching, A Balanced Life. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and I'm going to pick up right there in a moment as we continue to this teaching and wrap it up today on this Balanced Life series, Head, Heart, and Hand, how being active, working with our hands can really generate mental health, relational health, and I think encourage even our spirit. God intends for us to be busy using our hands. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment when I take you over to the teaching studio. Before we do, we've been placing a very special emphasis here in June on the support for the ministry. First of all, thanking all of our members for your ongoing faithful monthly support and asking you to pray about an additional love gift this month. Thanking you for that. We're going to have some extended programming next week that I think will be very encouraging as we talk about the mission, vision, and the future and what God has given us here at Intentional Living. We'll be doing that on many of our stations. And a reminder, too, that when you share this special love gift right now for Intentional Living, we're going to say thanks with a brand new resource, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting called The Fruit of the Spirit, created by our own Stephen Davis. I think you'll really enjoy that. Information's available, by the way. All of it's available when you go to theintentionallife.com. Talk a little more about that later on, along with some other important things. But right now, let's move on over to the teaching studio as we begin the countdown to wrap up this four-day series on a balanced life. Now, there's a third thing here, and it's hands, people. Now, that's pretty clever. H-H-H. Head, heart, hands. Now, you've heard that before. That's not new. Obviously, we've been teaching that here for a while. And, my wife, Donna, she's not feeling well today. She's homesick, but she's a hands person. She's about getting it done. You know, she's a person that says, what needs to happen and I'll do it. Let me serve. Let me get it done. And some of you are like that. That's the way you kind of touch point, right? This is your touch point with the world. These are the people who serve at everything at church whenever there's a need. You know, whenever something's got to get done, the hands person is saying, I'll do it. You know, they just want to serve. And that's how they're going to interact with their world. The scripture says, by the way, and just two verses later, work with your hands what is good. See, what Paul is telling us here, if you read the book of Ephesians, especially chapter 4, he's laying out about this being a new man. And he says the evidence of that you have the new man in you, you have this growing relationship with Christ in you, is that you're finding that you're being renewed in the spirit of your minds. You're discovering that it's okay to be angry, but do not sin. And that's all about the emotions. But he's also telling people to work with your hands. In other words, to be busy with what you're doing. I was thinking about this. And I looked up online about working in Scripture. And what I found, it just struck me this morning. Much of Scripture talks about working with your hands. Now, of course, at the time, that was the kind of work that people did. They were busy doing things with their hands. They were creating things. They were building things. They were working in the field. Most of us today, or many of us today, don't work with our hands. We work with our heads. We're working up here. You know, we're creating things on the computer and we're designing things and so on. And I wonder, it made me wonder, if God's intention is for more of our mental health would be the more we do with our hands, there's something about that building mental health. I find I go out and work in the yard, I can just burn off a lot of, do you find that? You go do things with your hands? If you go out and moving rocks or you're building something or you're putting something together with the kids, I don't know, but all of a sudden you're not doing the standing in front of a computer or designing something in your head. We have moved from a culture where we did things with our hands to we do things with our heads today. And I'm just wondering if God had wisdom here for us. Work with your hands what is good. There's something about a balanced life when we actually go and serve, when we take our hands and go do something. I know Donna, who's a painter, she paints inconsistently. She goes for a while and she's really active and then she doesn't paint for a while. And I don't know exactly what the motivation is, but I think part of it is she needs that outlet. It's like, I need to go do something with my hands. Jimmy, you probably relate with that too. There's that sense of you got to do it with your hands. It's not just on the computer, but you have something in your hand, you can actually do it. But so many of us, we're doing things up here in our heads, and I'm wondering if we could find some balance in our life, if we found things that we could do, practical things. We could use our hands. Come and help Tom do things here. You know, there's something about creating something with your hands and doing something. It's a beautiful thing. It's when our kids and grandkids bring us these little paintings they've created with their hands, we put them right up on the refrigerator, right? Because it's a beautiful expression of something that comes from the inside. Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men. And so when we think about the things that we do with our hands, our focus needs to be that we're not doing it for ourselves, we're not even doing it for each other, we're working for the Lord. I think one of the greatest ways to enjoy what you do here on days you don't enjoy what you're doing here, right? Because you all have those, and I have them too, is if we turn our attention to say, hey, I'm working not for the boss, I'm not working for Family Life Radio or Intentional Living. Yes, I am, but I'm working for the Lord. Ultimately, he's our boss. And I think if we get that straight, at least on the days when I get that straight, it helps me be motivated to say, hey, I may not like having to do this, but I know why I'm doing it, which is so important.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from A Balanced Life, and he'll pick up where he left off in just a moment. This month only, we'd like to send you a brand new book called The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. When you give a gift of $100 or more, or any amount the Lord wants you to give, you'll get this study guide as our thanks, and you'll be well on your way to becoming a fruitful parent. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press option number 4. Thanks. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be right back.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Wow, there's a necessity when you're a parent. Patience. And for the month of June, we'd like to send you a brand new book that will help you raise your kids with patience. It's The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. When you give a gift of $100 or more, or any amount the Lord wants you to give, you'll get this study guide as our thanks. Then you're well on your way to becoming a fruitful parent. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
We'll be back to Dr. Randy's teaching in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know about an early bird special. And the cool thing is you don't even need to drag yourself out of bed. Today, we're offering an early bird ticket discount for Dr. Randy's upcoming fall marriage conferences. Find out more at theintentionallife.com and do it today. Now, let's get back with Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching.
Now, what we do, we take these three areas of our lives, our head, which is a touch point, right? Or our hands, which is a touch point, or our hearts. I would be interested even in this group. Now, we have all three of these in our lives, right? Do you find that you're more dominant in one than the other? Maybe I've asked before. Which one are you more dominant in? How many of you would be more in the head category? You're more of a head dominant person. How about a heart dominant? How many of you are heart dominant? Look around, because head and heart people are going to sometimes have to talk to each other. How about hands people? Let's get it done. Hey, you know what? We need that balance, don't we? That's good. I see a balance here. One of the things we need to do is build on each other's strengths. We got some people here that are going to be more head dominant, some more heart, more hands, to find the balance in your teams as you work together, in your families, not to make it a point of conflict, but a point of strength. Here's the problem with this. Intentional living, I believe, is the intersection of all three of these. To live an intentional life in Christ, we have to be balanced in all three of these. Here's what I've seen happen. When things are going normal in our lives, normal meaning no big stress, no big problems, we kind of do all these things. What I have found is when there's stress or a crisis, I go into overdrive in my dominant area. If I'm under a lot of stress, I'm going to my head real fast. And I got to be thinking it, analyzing it, trying to figure it out, trying to make sense of it. You know, write out a strategy or get in my yellow pads and come up with 15 ideas of how to deal with this. And I won't stop to say, hey, what's going on in my heart with this? What is this stress causing for me to feel? What am I feeling? Why do I feel worry? Where's that coming from? What am I worried about? Because I'm in overdrive now in my head. Some of you following me with this? Here's what happens with others. You get into stress or conflict, and you're a heart person, you go into overdrive with your heart. All of a sudden, your heart's starting to drive you, and it's taking control, and you're responding with your heart, and there's saying things or doing things, and you realize later, whoops, I overreacted. So heart people need to stop and realize, hey, I'm going to go into overdrive with my heart. Maybe I need to stop and think about, you know, what's going on here, and why am I feeling this, and what are some things that I can do, specific things that I can do to solve this problem or deal with this stress in my life. Hands people, you guys, when you get stressed, you get busy. Let's get more done. Let's get busy, 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 and not stop and think about, hey, maybe I need to think this through, or maybe I need to really understand what I'm feeling, what's happening in my life. These are three important touch points. We started by talking about mental health, right? Here's what I believe. I believe whatever we wrestle with in life is made worse when these three things are out of God's balance. When our head, our heart, and our hands are not in the balance that God has intended for us, that creates problems in relationships. It creates problems in our physical bodies. We know that doctors' offices are filled with people who have this out of balance. Doctors will tell you, you know, a lot of what we come in is our emotions and our worry and so on, and not our real physical problems. And so keeping these three in balance is a really powerful thing, important for us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to think about our head, our heart, and our hand once again as we revisit this important intentional living topic, that we would live a balanced life. We know that sin, as we saw in the book of Genesis, shattered the perfect environment in which you created. And as a result, we've been faced with every day deception, with the lack of truth in our life and the truth in the world in which we face. We've been faced with shame, these deep feelings that can get into our lives that we know Satan loves to camp on and use to accuse us. And we know that we have this need to survive and protect ourselves, and we lose the vulnerability that you would have for us to have with you and with each other. Lord, I pray for myself as I look at this topic today to be aware of how my life gets out of balance so easily during times of stress when I go into overdrive in the things that are not going to be healthy or helpful. Thank you for the health that we have in our minds and our bodies. May we use what you've given us and who we are today to honor you. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. And I hope that this 4 days of teaching on a balanced life struck a nerve, encouraged you in some way about the importance of taking all that God has given us, all of the talents and skills and, you know, our head, heart, and hand, as we've talked about these last couple of days, and using it in balance to bring glory to God. At the end of the day, that's why we're here. Don't go away, however. We're going to continue back in the studio as we pass the mic around and listen to some staff and visitors on this topic. We'll do that in a moment. Before we do, however, you know, we're getting closer to the end of the month of June, as we're now officially into the summer months, stepping into summer. And I just want you to know, as a friend of the ministry, that we have an urgent need right now. We have been running behind where we need to be monthly in support, and we need to eliminate this donation shortfall. We prayed about it, talked about it, and we said, let's come and just share with our friends during this month. And to say thanks, if you would share a special love gift today of $100 or more, or let me say any amount that God leads you to give. Some will give more, some less, but whatever God lays on your heart. You know what? We'd like to say thank you by sending you a brand new resource from the Intentional Living Center. It's called The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4, okay? And I just want to thank you for standing with us. Your support means a great deal.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center. Let's go back into the teaching studio. We passed the mic around following my teaching for a time of sharing with our visitors and staff. I want you to listen in.
I thought it was interesting, probably the first time that I've seen it, or it's really lowered the hammer on me, is that Satan approached Eve through logic.
That's where he started.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is you see deception. We talk about sin, you know, deception preceded sin. There was deception, then there was sin. The sin wasn't the deception. The deception led to the sin. And she could have been deceived and still said, no, I'm not going to do it. But she chose to follow the deception. But you're right, it started right here. This is where most of it starts. Your feelings have to start somewhere. They don't run around and just jump in your body. They're coming from your thoughts. And then they get into your heart and your emotions. Okay, other comments about today?
I do get to work with my hands a lot, but there's something about going home and working in the garden. I don't know what that's about, but even though I work with my hands doing different things, it's just getting in the dirt, planting stuff, pulling weeds. That's where I go for my handwork, you know, kind of a thing.
It struck me this morning driving here that these verses over and over, work with your hands, work with your hands. I think there's something there. I think our whole culture is so head-oriented now that we're losing something about balance with our hands because it doesn't seem that valuable. We're so busy, you know, we can do stuff so powerfully now with technology. We even talked about that yesterday, right? Elevate technology. Well, it's great. It's going to help us fulfill our mission. But boy, let's not lose sight of that. Okay, what else? Something that, an observation.
I just have one quick thing about the hands. I noticed when I'm working with my kids that when we work with our hands outside, they're most engaged. We do homeschooling, so we're imparting that head knowledge into them. And, you know, we do devotionals and, like, and the kind of the heart. But I noticed that sometimes I don't have them all engaged with me, but whenever we're outside working with our hands, I know that they have, that's when they're not fighting, you know, that's when they're being nice to each other, and that we can kind of communicate, not directly through verbally, but, you know, with what we're working on. And so I noticed that hands as well, is what you're saying, that it's very powerful. We're not doing that a lot today, you're right. We do a lot of reading, we do a lot of viewing and listening, but not a lot of touching and getting a grasp on things.
It's good. And there seems to be in our culture today a singular emotion, anger. We've perfected anger against groups and peoples and all sorts of things, when I believe psychologically that there's other stuff going on emotionally that we don't want to deal with. So it's easier. Anger is easier emotion to deal with than maybe fear or worry or hurt or other things. So we get angry. And I think we see that in our culture today. But the hands, that balance is a key. That's a good point about parenting. This could be a parenting lesson too. You got to develop your kids' heads, you know, how to think and how to be critical thinkers. You got to help them develop their hearts to understand how to deal with their emotions and relate to other people, but also how to be working with their hands. This is a balance for our lives, but also for our children. It's good. Anything else?
I think you already kind of touched on it, but I think that another thing is that oftentimes I find for myself, kind of use language from your dominant head, heart, or hand in how you communicate with others or how you sometimes even attack other people.
So that's good.
Not attack, but, you know, speak to them. So, like, if I'm a head person, so my dominant thing is to say, I don't understand. Like, if my wife, who's a heart person, is trying to explain something, I'm like, I don't understand. And her perspective is, you're not feeling me, you're not understanding, you're not understanding her emotional parts. And then people in the hands perspective, they'll be like, well, you're not getting it done, you're not doing it, that kind of thing. So I think just certain language that each dominant
Well, let's take a minute.
Uses.
Tell me, what's the language, give us some phrases head people use.
I think.
What'd the other person think?
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Have you considered?
Don't feel that way. Yeah, that's right. That's been there, right, Bill? I see that look. That it was worth the whole chapel, wasn't it? Okay. What else? What do head people say? What do we say? It doesn't add up. What's the bottom line? Does it make sense? You probably heard that because these are things I say. This is my meetings with you. What's the bottom line? Anybody who works with me, you know, just give me the bottom line. What are phrases heart people use?
I feel.
You don't care.
It seems like.
It feels like, or it seems like. What are other phrases you've heard heart people use?
Are you listening?
Are you listening? Do you care? Are you listening? What about hands people? What are phrases hands people?
Get her done.
Get her done. Thanks, Evan. Get her done. Okay, what else?
Get out of the way.
Let's get going, huh?
Do it myself.
Let's do it. So there's probably a whole vocabulary. You can gain some insight as you talk to people, listening to their language, to tell which one of these circles is their dominant circle. And just remember in your relationship with them that they're going to shift into that overdrive in that area. It's going to become real aware. So if a person, like you said, Derek, in a marriage relationship who's a head person and all of a sudden there's tension there, they're going to fire up in the you don't care, and the head person is going to fire up in, and what was your phrase? You shouldn't feel that way. That's going to fire up. You shouldn't feel that way. And they're going to say, well, that's how I feel. So we fire up in the circle that we're in. And so to have a well-balanced life, we need to see that we need all three of these, right? That makes sense? I like the language. I'm going to add that to the lesson this weekend because that's really, I think, is an example of how, any way you cut it, we tend to lean in one of these. Now we do all of them, but when we're under stress, we're going to fire up in the one area.
Doing one thing today could mean a stronger marriage.
When I started to show my wife love, that's what saved our marriage.
Make a commitment to strengthen your marriage today. Register for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference with Dr. Randy Carlson coming this fall to Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Sign up today and save big with Dr. Randy's early bird discount. Deadline June 30th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, in fact, if you do that right now, because time is passing, only a few days left in this month, you're going to save big, as she said. We have a 25% discount on these general admission seats. The reason we're doing that is a couple fold. We want to encourage you, obviously, early to get your seats, bring some friends with you, maybe get a block of seats and make it an opportunity to minister to folks you know. Secondly, we know for some, especially to save a little bit, because we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to come. And, of course, all the proceeds all go back into the ministry of intentional living. So with this early bird special for this fall for Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona, our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences, where we're going to be teaching
what it means to have an intentional love, what are the habits of love or love habits that you can develop, and how to use the principles of intentional living to really revolutionize your marriage and build intimacy in your relationship, I encourage you to go right now and check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and be sure to click on the events. It's all there for you for the conferences this fall.
I am trying to live an intentional life. I am trying to not speak with anger and not cause the anger to rise up. So my way of trying to live the intentional life is to leave my work and my problems at work and pray about them before I get to work.
Even if it's 10:30 when I come home at night, I make sure the dishes are done, because when she gets up and sees a clean counter, that says so much.
I've recently gone through a divorce, and it's been a very difficult time for me and my three kids. And I just want to tell you that every day I listen to your radio program, and you've encouraged me, and just God speaking through you. And I want to thank you so much for allowing yourself to be used.
Well, you're welcome. When I get a chance to hear these stories, testimonies from you all, they're kind of like fuel in the tank to keep us going here at the Intentional Living Center. Thank you so much. You know, when we started the Ministry of Intentional Living a number of years ago, we determined that this would be a listener-supported nonprofit ministry relying upon the gifts of interested people, people on the journey of living intentional in their life, people who love the Lord, people who want to make a difference in the world in their own lives. And I committed from the very beginning to always be honest and straightforward on where we stand with the ministry. And I need to share with you that right now we have an urgent need to eliminate a donation shortfall that we've experienced over the last few months. We're down from where we need to be. We don't borrow money to operate. And so I'm going to ask you to pray about, if you're a member already, to sharing an additional gift, maybe an additional month in a single gift right now, or for the first time to share a gift. I want to challenge you to pray about $100 or more right now to the Intentional Living Center to help us with this urgent need, and to say thanks for your much-needed gift of any amount, $100 or more, or any amount that God lays on your heart. I'd like to send to you our new parenting resource, The Fruit of the Spirit, a 30-day guide to fruitful parenting. Give today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on Donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. And by the way, we're going to have a great week next week on many of our stations, really focusing on the mission and ministry of intentional living. I hope you'll be listening. All right, tomorrow we're going to go back to the roots of parenting right here at Intentional Living. See you then.